We have all types of students from all kinds of different backgrounds at our school.
Elissa Fiedler is a kindergarten teacher for Hawaii Public Schools. With a background in education policy and a master in elementary education from Johns Hopkins University. She became a kindergarten teacher through Teach for America, a competitive program that prepares young people to teach in low-income school systems.
You know, I've had students that are homeless, you know, asking a student like that to do distance learning. I mean, it's just not possible. I mean, it's just for obvious reasons. You can't do distance learning if you don't have a home.
Elissa had to adapt very quickly to a new way of teaching her kids online. She began the 2019 to 2020 school year with 15 kids, many of whom were English language learners and were moderately struggling. By the time the school had adapted to online learning, half of the kids in her classroom had disappeared. They had fallen off the grid of the education system.
When the pandemic started, probably like more than half of our students just didn't have access to a computer. And so they couldn't, their learning just stopped.
When schools closed in March 2020, some homes did not have computers. Bellwether Education Partners, a nonprofit focused on changing education outcomes of underserved communities, found that as much as 3 million students were not attending school due to lack of resources to participate in the online environment. A back-to-school family survey in Washington, D.C. found that 60% of students did not have the devices necessary to participate in online schooling. And 27% of the students did not have adequate internet.
We've tried to make accommodations and tried to make it as equitable as possible. The school was able to get more computers, and we made sure that students had computers, but then if they didn't have Wi-Fi, they still couldn't do distance learning. So even let's say a student has a computer and has internet, well, maybe they have a single mom, which that's really common too. And mom has to work. Who's going to be home with the kid? Who's going to help them with distance learning? If they're in kindergarten, like they need someone there to help them. Or maybe they have a computer and they have internet and they have two parents, but both parents need to work because they both work minimum wage jobs. I mean, a lot of them just didn't learn.
Many of these students that were left did not have parents at home who were available to assist them with their online classes. And if they did, the parents struggled with both the technology and the teaching. Adult involvement is crucial in the virtual environment. Parents were still needed as co-teachers, but just did not know how or were not available to do so.
I needed the parents to be available and able to just help them with some of the things that I just couldn't do from a computer. So if they didn't have that, then they weren't going to learn as much.
By the time school was back in person, these kids that had been absent from online classes were back to square one. They did not know a single letter, and they had to relearn everything.